4DJC.
The U2T Mobile.
Is that Rusty? Are you feeling back up to snuff or still got some lingering side effects?
Well, I got one lingering side effect. The doctor said that would probably stick around for 5 to 8 weeks after the event, so. But mainly, I'm feeling pretty good. Gotta go. I'm on my way to Simpsonville. Got an appointment with my audiologist here in about 15, 20 minutes. I got some problem with my hearing aid. We gotta go back and let her take a look at it and see what we can find out. So I'm navigating Highway 417 over to Simpsonville, and all of these new little roundabouts they've got on 417 and 101 and on 101 now. So interesting little turnarounds to get places, you know.
Yeah, we've got two on. I live off Brown Road in Anderson. We have two of them on Brown Road. One is a little small, and the other is a little bigger, but both of them are just single lane. And one down below the house here, the smaller one of the two, it confuses people all the time. They don't have the center section is not elevated very much. It's got kind of ramps, so people just drive straight over it. I guess people may wear trailers or something. Can't make the turn, but they just drive right on over it. And they don't say they seem to confuse about as much as the stop signs did before.
You mean, well, both of these places, one of them is where 417 joins 101, or no, joins 146, Woodruff Road. And then you go a little way, you go up about a mile on Woodruff Road, and then you go around another one of these and go back onto 417 headed to Simpsonville. And last time I came over this way, let's see, there was two cars and a cop car sitting up on the center of one of them. And I think they'd had some kind of little fender bender there when someone didn't yield like they were supposed to. And there was two cars and then one highway patrol car. And another one, when I came back that same day, person in front of me just drove right up on that little slightly raised part and went right around it and then drove off to get off where they went back on 417. So, you know, go figure. Nothing is good. So how you doing, Jerry? You and the family doing all right down that way?
Okay, I got online yesterday, went through all the hoops and got us, my wife and I both, an appointment for our first vaccine. It opened up yesterday, and it was just a melee trying to get in. But we're going to wind up having to go to Columbia because it's a drive-through down there. You don't have to stand outside in line, and we can both get ours at the same time. So we got it coming up a week from this coming Thursday, which is a lot sooner than I expected. I probably could have got something sooner than that, but my chart thing was somebody tried to log into it and locked it out, so I had to get that straightened out before I could get her back in the system so she could, we could schedule hers as well. But we did have both of them scheduled same time, and it's going to be drive down there. Tom and I were talking about that a few weeks ago, about driving down there, but if I don't have to stand in line, if I just drive up in the car and I get our shots and head on back, it's not that big of a deal, I guess, and I can't get the second vaccine at any other Prisma location. I did hear this morning that Prisma ran out of the walk-in second vaccines for the upstate, so that's, I think they'll have some more. I think they're done for this week. I think they didn't get as much as they thought they were going to. That's the state of things as it is right now, Rusty.
I went to both the Ingles and the Publix over near me, and the Ingles is not going to be booking any more until middle of March. The Publix, I don't know when they're going to, their website just showed that all the Spartanburg Publix stores were booked, nothing available for there. And I, just for grins and giggles, I called over to the Spartanburg Hospital System and actually got to talk to somebody, and I'm on their list, and the lady said it about 10 days to 2 weeks I should get my appointment. So, you know, hopefully that'll be done and I can get the first one there. Of course, I have to kind of wait because my doctor suggested that I wait at least 30 days beyond having cleared the COVID that I had before I go get the shot. He says I won't have as much of a reaction, strange reaction to it if I do that, you know.
Yes, I've heard the same advice given to several people who've had it. Wait 30 days, minimum of 30 days, because you have, they suspect, at least I would imagine so too, that you have some immunity, you know, some immune system reaction to it. It may make it a little harder on you if you do take it too soon, but at least it seems to be more vaccine available than it has been in the past. And, I was kind of surprised they opened it up to 65 and older as soon as they did. Of course, I'm glad they did. But they had AnMed here in Anderson. They weren't taking any new appointments. They were still booked up. But I was getting online at the vaccine allocation, and they are giving the Pfizer here. And they've only vaccinated about 8,000 or 9,000 people, and I think upstate Prisman, I think they've done over 40,000. So I decided to get online at Prisma and did that, and it worked out okay. It was difficult finding the time. They'd have a time open. You'd click on that time, and then it would say it wasn't available. But most of the times that were available that I saw were the ones at the Gamecock Park and the Nixon Stadium in Columbia. And again, that's a drive-through system. I watched a little deal online on about how they did this. I like going through and going through the drive-through to get a test.
If you go down and get your drive-through vaccination, they're going to make you pull up and sit for 15 minutes before you can leave, and they're going to come check on you again, because just to make sure that you don't have a reaction to it. And they told me, the doctor said, well, since I've had it, I've probably got, you know, a 5 or 6 month window in which I'm pretty much immune to it. But, you know, that's what it is there. I am in the big town of Simpsonville over here, where I had to come to see my audiologist today so we can figure out what's going on with my hearing aid and everything. And fire department's got all their trucks sitting out in front of the building, showing off how nice and clean and pretty they look this morning.
So this morning, it is?
I'm a block away from that traffic light where Main Street is, and I'm not going to cross the train tracks anyway. I'm going to stay on the Main Street side of things because I got to turn left here and just go down about a mile, and the place I got to go is on the left down there anyway. So, and on my GPS, the last time it sent me up here, it had me going back down through the country and back down behind where Simpsonville's, where the park is, the big park down here where they do all the events and everything, and all back through there, and then bring me back up to Main Street, to get to where I needed to go. So I've cut that part out, and I just drive on down to Main Street, make my left turn, and go down to where the doctor's office is, since I know where it is now, and it's a whole lot easier. I don't have to do all that starting and stopping on those back roads. WU2T Mobile.
Yeah, we would grandkids and go over there to get your pump because you're in the fall in Simpsonville at the little thing there at the railroad tracks. And we went up there a couple of times. It's pretty enjoyable. Of course, I'm a big train fan, rail fan anyway, but it was fun having train go through there while they were there. And of course, I listened to them on the scanner too. We got to pick a short line that comes through Anderson here probably about 3 times a week. And I always listen to those guys. And when the weather's good, I go down and watch them do some swishing. That's just my family's got a lot of railroad in the background, so I always enjoy that. I'll let you get where you're going there, Rusty, and hopefully they'll get you straightened out on your audiologist to get your hearing aids straightened out, because that can be a real pain in the you-know-what when it's not acting right. But I'll say 73 for you, 73.2 for now, and I'll talk to you a little bit later on. N4DJC.
All right, Jerry. Well, I got railroad background on both sides of my family. My mother's father was worked for the Seaboard Airline Railroad when they used to be around years ago, and then for the Atlantic Coastline for a short period of time. It was him and 250 workers. They were maintaining running the lines up and down the East Coast for the railroad. And then my father's dad was a engineer for the Illinois Central Railroad. So got it in my background. And I used to build model trains. I don't have the space or the. I got into radio, so that took care of the model trains. Talk to you later, Jerry. N4DJC W2T 73s for now.
We'll talk to you later. I used to ride the Seaboard Airline to D.C. area a couple of times back in the late 50s, early 60s. They put me and my cousin on there. We'd go visit our aunt and uncle in Maryland. And we'd get on that Elberton ride up and back. That was a long ride going through Virginia. We had to stop. You know, it seemed like it took us hours and hours. But, yeah, my grandfather was an engineer for a short line in Hartwell for about 40 years or 50 years, I guess, back from the early, about 1910, 1911 to about 1960, I think. He did it from steam to diesel. Anyway, Rush, I'll talk to you later. Hope you get a good report out of everything in 4DJC.
Just right, because I'm getting ready to make the turn to go down the side street and pull into the parking lot where I need to be. All right, we'll talk at you later. You have a good rest of the day, and I may catch you on the ride back. N4DJC W2T 73s for now.